achieve? Is the Brahman aspect also Satchitananda, or is the Brahman aspect only Sat? Now, see, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan are three names for the same absolute truth. So, that's why I said, it's not Brahman is here, Paramatma is here, Bhagavan is here. It's the same absolute truth referred to by different names. So, Brahman is also Satchitananda. So, to give an example, I'll give the example of a halwa. Suppose, you know, somebody who has only, throughout the life, only smelled the fragrance of the halwa, has never tasted halwa. That person comes with a new name for halwa. Say something like Suvasi, something that sells very nicely. So now, the object may be called by some other name, say Suvasi, but it's halwa only. It has all the attributes of the halwa, but this person's experience is only of the fragrance. So, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan are the same absolute truth. Brahman is also Satchitananda, Paramatma is also Satchitananda, Bhagavan is also Satchitananda. Because they are the same one absolute truth. Different names are the same one absolute truth. What is difference is that the real level of realization is different. Of those who have realized the Brahman level, they have realized only the Sat aspect of the absolute truth. Is that clear? Okay. You had a question?
Probably